You're listening to the 260th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. Last week we read the chapter in Divrei HaYamim Beis, chapter 20, which speaks about Yehoshaphat and how he and the Jewish people were faced with an incredible enemy. It was Amalek. And the way that they were able to overcome their enemies was by going to the Beis Hashem, to Har HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, davening there, asking Hashem for help, singing when they heard the news that they're going to have a miraculous salvation, and going out, seeing the salvation, bringing back the plunder, and thanking Hashem after all was said and done. Now we're going to look at a few of the psukim in the story and look at some of the mefarshim on it and try to get a little bit more of a depth. Pasuk says, Vayomar. He said like this, Hashem Elokei Aviseinu, Halo Yatahu Elokim HaShamayim. This was part, I believe, of his prayer. He said, behold, you Hashem, you God, are the God of the heavens. You rule over all of the kingdoms of the nations. You have all the power, Hashem. No one can stand in your place. No one can stand against you. Says Rashi, Ein shum briya yechayel olamo negdecha, chomam melchis hagoyim. If you decide something, Hashem, nothing can stand in your way. Nothing can block your will. Hashem, the creator of the world, whatever he wants to be is what is. So Yehoshaphat was invoking the innate power of Hashem. If Hashem controls everything, everything belongs to Him. So then, obviously, Hashem can help Yehoshaphat to overcome his enemies. Malbim says, "Haloya ata, Ratzalam Shiyev Shar Lishataze Vaisanu." There's no way. This is so important. Think about it in terms of your life. Let's think about it in terms of any challenge that we faced, that we face, that we have faced. There is no chance that Hashem will leave us. It's not possible for Hashem to lack the ability. And Hashem will not change His will, right? Hashem promises us, if we are connected to Him, He takes care of us. There's no way that Hashem is unaware of what's going on. Now he goes through each of these possible, you know, lacks. As far as a lack of ability, he said like this, it's impossible to say that maybe, you know, the mazel, the spiritual entities which back up the people that we see right here, right now. Let's think about it in terms of today's generation. You live in London, and there are Islamic crazies who want to hurt Jews. Or you live in New York, or wherever it is, Eretz Yisrael. So how does it work that they have the ability to cause damage? Well, I'll tell you how it works. They have a spiritual power. They're spiritual existence is somehow being given koach. It's being given spiritual strength to be able to overcome their enemies. That's us. Now, they have a certain spiritual koach. Now, is it stronger than ours? Well, I'll tell you a secret. If Hashem is our spiritual strength, which happens when we have bitachon, we attach ourselves to Him, so obviously no other spiritual power trumps that. You can't say that the power of their spiritual sar, the angel that protects them, is more powerful than Hashem. And that you, Hashem, heaven forbid, can't overcome them. As Yehoshaphat says, you are the God of the heavens. Second point, maybe they have power in this world, Maybe Hashem is only the power in the heavens. You, Hashem, rule over. You're the real source of power. If they're getting power from a particular spiritual entity, Hashem is the one who gives the power to that spiritual entity. So if you see, let's say, Russia has a certain power over Ukraine, where does that power come from? It's a spiritual power. But Hashem is the one who has the power over all of the powers here on earth. And maybe they own their own power. Maybe once they get that spiritual power, it's theirs and Hashem doesn't play around with it, so to speak. No, says Yoshua, ki biyadcha koach gvura. Hashem, you are the one who has the strength and the power. Which means to say that at any moment Hashem can decide, hey, I'm taking away their power. Shelo nimsa koach biyad shum nimsa rak biyadcha. No creation has real power. All the power remains in your hands, Hashem. Achakol gvura v'koyach yatzilus v'shefa mikoychacha. Every strength, every power is an extension and an influx from your strength, Hashem. K'meshikosav, like the Pasuk says, v'yotcha l'chaze, l'gadol l'chazek l'kol. We say every day, it's in your hands to make great and to strengthen everything. So anything that has power, the power is really ultimately from Hashem. Imkein, einim, kol isyatzev. So Yoshua finishes off by saying, nobody can stand with you. No one can stand in your place. No one can stand against you. No one gets to the root of the power, which is you. Hashem doesn't have to overcome anything in this world. Hashem doesn't have to win, so to speak, over any power that we see in this world. All you have to do, my Hashem, all you have to do, Yoshua is saying, is remove your strength from them. And then they become like nothing. They lose their power. Which in essence is what happens in the story, right? Because all of a sudden, Yoshua didn't even have to battle with them. He just davened to Hashem, and then all of a sudden they were battling each other. They were destroying each other, the enemies. So if you think about it, it's a very powerful thing. You know, people make a mistake today. You listen to the way that the leaders of Israel, of the state of Israel speak. So often they talk about, in the Holocaust, so we had no way to protect ourselves. And now we have a state. Now we can protect ourselves. Now we have an army, etc. And that leads to all kinds of mistakes. Number one, the yeshiva bachim who are studying the Torah, which is all about connection to Hashem, they are the power. If everyone would be sitting and learning, let's read the story. This is history. This is the Jewish people's history. We have a spiritual history. We see indeed battles in Jewish history, but we also see that the essence of it is that when we are in a proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody fights us. No one has the ability to fight against us. We don't need to have any wars. We don't need an army. All we need is Klal Yisrael learning Torah. Klal Yisrael being completely subjugated to Hashem's will. And that's something that, by the way, as I mentioned previously, even the Arabs understand it. When we are bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are afraid. Because they also know. They know this principle. That when you bow to Hashem, you have spiritual power. So that's the idea here. It's important. Let's go on to another pasuk. Pasuk says in pasuk Yud Beis, Elokeinu, our God, Alei Sishpot Bom, behold, you shall judge them. Ki ein banu koach lifnei ha'amon harav hazeh. We don't have the strength to battle against this great multitude of people who are coming against us. And that's part of a pasuk that we say every day when we're saying Tachanun. We say, we don't know what we should do. Our eyes are to you. And as we're going to see in the Mefarshim on this, when we say this pasuk, so we start off as part of Tachanun, right after Shmon Esrei by Shachris and by Mincha. We start off with our heads bowed on our arms, sitting down, prostrating. Then the second level is we sit up. But when we say Vanachnu Lo'Neda, we get up and we stand. And there's different ways of showing our subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, every time we are mispal, every time we daven, we are showing that we believe that the source of our strength is Him. We believe that He is the one who will help us. If there's going to be help, it's going to be from Him. If there's going to be refuah, healing, it's going to be from Him. If there's going to be parnasa, it's going to be from Him. Right? Whenever we bow, whenever we pray, we show that it's Him. But still, we do all these different things. We put in every different effort in our showing of faith, in our trying to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our showing subservience to Hashem. We do it in many different fashions. Sometimes we fall on our faces. Sometimes we're sitting up. Sometimes we're standing. We don't know exactly what's the right way of showing it to Hashem, as it were. What's the right way of proving it to ourselves that we indeed are subservient? But we're going to try everything. We're going to try every way of doing that. And we're going to see more to what this means. Let's see. He brings from the Torah, which is halacha. Shliach Tzibur v'anachnu l'neidav v'goymer. Shliach Tzibur says v'anachnu l'neidav. Atam, l'fi sheis palalnu b'chol inyan sheyuchal adam espal. We've prayed in every different way, in every different position that a person can do so. Be yeshiva, uva'amido, u'nefilas apayim. Right? We sat down, we stood when we were doing Shmona Esrei, and we put our heads down, we fell on our faces. Kasher also Moshe Rabbeinu, we find that this was something, this type of tefillah was something that was done by Moses. When he was on Har Sinai, when he was praying on behalf of the Jewish people, they had sinned, and he was asking for forgiveness. Va'yishev Bahar, Pasuk says, he sat on the mountain. Another pasuk says, and I stood on the mountain. Another pasuk says, I fell in front of Hashem. Which means to say, he did every different type of tefillah, every different type of position. Again, to show his subservience. We've done it all. We've done every position. We've prayed in every different way that we possibly can, that we think we can. At that point we say, and we don't know what else to do. Okay? So there's like an admission. We don't know. And I think that part of the prayer, part of the tefillah is that we think of it as, I don't know how to find favor in Hashem's eyes. I don't know how to get God to do what I want. But that's not the idea. The idea is, I don't really know. And this is the point of where we get to the place where we recognize that all the shtick that we're doing, I daven so hard, it doesn't seem like I got answered. Yeah, because I'm davening so hard, I think I'm going to get answered. The Vanachnu Aneda is the point where I realize that it's not about me getting answered even. The tefillah is just about me connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just about me giving up my own belief of what I need. All the magic happens in that Vanach Lo'ineda. I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. He brings here from the Ner Yisrael, the Talmud of the Ramchal. It's hard to understand why Yehoshaphat at the end of his tefillah, that's what we just read, why he says, we don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. We don't know what to do. Because our eyes are turned to you. He had a lot of legions. He had tons of soldiers. What does it mean he didn't know what to do? We all know, if you have some ishtadlus to do, generally speaking, unless you're on a very high level, you do whatever hishtadlus it is. You leave the results to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if he had soldiers and he had legions, so why didn't he just use his soldiers via Ruhu min Hashemayim, and he would get help. Hashem would help him. Right? Important point. Hashem does not help us when we're just like lazy. I'm lazy, Hashem, you do it for me. That's not how it works. It's almost like you see in the story, and I don't know about you, but I've seen this from my own experience in life, that there has to be like a tension. Tension in the world, like a metach. Like, there's a challenge. There's an army coming out. Without that tension, so we don't pay attention. Right? We don't notice. We don't have the motivation to move without the tension. Right? The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before this army came out and after they came out was completely different. Yehoshua, maybe, and the people, I mean, they had a certain relationship with Hashem, but it was a very, I don't want to say the word lazy, but it was, it just was. When there's a tension, when there's an army coming out to battle you, all of a sudden, it creates a necessity to come back into a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a more intense level. So understand, says the Ner Yisrael, that there are two reasons why Yehoshaphat said this. Why did he say, I don't know what to do? You have something to do. The first is, it's true that he had many legions. He had lots and lots of army personnel. They weren't ready. They weren't ready for battle. They weren't fully armed. This whole thing had happened quite suddenly. They were already accustomed to a peaceful time for a long time. Think about what happened on October 7th. Hey, things weren't perfect, but it was like we weren't expecting our enemies to attack us. It was a shock. Yom Kippur War, it was a shock. We were accustomed to, hey, things are okay, we're okay, we've got the strength, we have deterrence. So what happens when things suddenly heat up? There's like a hesitation. There's a lack of preparedness. We weren't ready. That's what happened with Yehoshua. That's why he said, "Vanachlo nina." Yeah, it's true that we have our army, we have our weapons, but we're just not battle ready. Well, Atama Shenia Yoiser Ikariu, says the Ner Yisrael, the more essential reason why he said this was, Ki Zohar HaMelech HaTzadik HaZeh, Ma She'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe K'Shemitzrim HaYuroitim Achi Yisrael. Yehoshaphat remembered and understood that which Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Jewish people were escaping from Egypt. The Egyptian army was running after them. Bring them back. And Hashem says to them, Hashem yilachim lachem. God will fight your battle. So Yehoshaphat knows that pasuk. He knows that sometimes Hashem fights our battles for us. How much do we need to fight? He knew that Hashem fights on behalf of the Jewish people. Hashem fights on behalf of those who are, I don't want to use the word pathetic, but those who lack the ability to fight on their own behalf. Right? So there's like a kind of a catch-22 that happens when we have a proper army. We have the ability to fight for ourselves. Hashem says, isn't that, fight for yourself. But Yehoshaphat says, okay, I have an army. I could fight for myself, but what does it take to convince you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, that I need your help and I don't want to fight? I want you to fight for me. L'chein HaMelech HaZeh, He had two options really in front of him. Do I fight? Do I go out with my army? Do I battle myself? Or do I depend on Hashem's miraculous salvation? What am I supposed to do? What do I do in this circumstance? What did he do? He looked up to heaven. Like a person who's in doubt, not sure what to do. That's why he said, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are to you. So wow, this is really foundational, incredible. What it means to say, what comes out of this from the Neri Yisrael is that I could have every power. It could be everything in front of me. I can have every ability to do things for myself. But I need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that moment and say, Hashem, I don't know if I'm supposed to do this or you are going to do this for me. Wow. I can turn to Hashem and say, I have the power to do this, Hashem. You have given me the strength. You've given me the ability. You've given me the knowledge, the wherewithal. Do you want to do this for me? Or am I supposed to do this, Hashem? I don't know. And then what happens in the story? The Nevuah comes and says, Hashem says, I'm going to take care of you. You don't have to do anything. There's going to be a miraculous salvation. It's very heartening. Sometimes we feel like we have to do everything. And the Pasuk is telling us we don't always have to do everything. There are options in front of us. And we can put it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can say, Hashem, you tell me, you guide me. What is it that you want me to do? What is it that you want? What ishtadlus do you want me to do? And what miraculous intervention are you going to reveal in my life? Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.